Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, March 17th, 2011. The Al-Mizan Centre for Human Rights reported that the Israeli Air Force bombarded on Wednesday morning a location for the Palestinian National Security Forces, north of El-Mahraka village in central Gaza, killing two Palestinians and wounding two others. The bombardment targeted three buildings that were completely destroyed by the Israeli military airstrike. Furthermore, Israeli soldiers fired on Wednesday evening several artillery shells at an area surrounding the eastern Al-Shuhada graveyard, east of Gaza City. Damage was reported, no injuries. Palestinian medical sources reported that a local fisherman was shot and wounded on Wednesday at noon by Israeli Navy fire near the Gaza shore. The sources added that the Navy opened fire at a number of Palestinian fishing boats close to the shore, wounding one and causing damage to a number of boats. The Israeli military withdrew on Wednesday from the village of Awarta near Nablus following its imposition of 4 days of curfew. During the 4 days of curfew, the Israeli military harassed residents and caused repeated damage to property, and also repeatedly prevented medical services from entering the village. Villagers from Atawani, in the southern West Bank region of Hebron, discovered on Wednesday that olive groves belonging to the residents of the village had been attacked, with 6 trees destroyed. Residents believe that the attack was carried out by settlers from the outpost of Havat Ma'on. Around 20 Jewish organizations and a number of prominent Jewish individuals, including several Holocaust survivors, have co-signed a letter published by the International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network this week, endorsing a boycott of all Israeli goods and institutions, and calling for divestment and sanctions of Israel. The letter was a response to a statement by liberal Zionist organizations on February 15th, condemning the boycott of all Israeli goods. A Palestinian Facebook activist from Saknin, in the north of the country, was abducted by Israeli police on Wednesday and was placed under interrogation on charges of, quote, inciting violence and humiliating a public employee, end quote. Mohamed Ganaim was accused of, quote, inciting violence, end quote, through his Facebook page and for publishing incitement materials on the Arab 48 website, according to the police. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas stated Wednesday that Israel always rushes to blame the Palestinians and rushed to blame them for the brutal murder of a Jewish family in the Itamar settlement, even before the truth is known. The Palestinian News and Information Agency reported that Abbas made this comment during the opening session of the Central Council of the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Egypt announced Wednesday that it managed to uncover a spy network working for Israel on Egyptian soil, and that its intelligence services are trying to locate 2 Israelis and 1 Egyptian reportedly involved in spying on Egypt's armed forces. The Egyptian paper, Al Masri Al Yom, reported that one of the suspects is currently being held by the army forces in the country. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Qassis and Zakari Fahizia.